Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. And I can tell by your shirts, it's Ick and Odie. Oh, no, it's just folded over on the shirts that you're wearing from your farm. That's Granny's Place in Agawam. So first off, thank you so much for basically wearing name tags on your shirts with your farm place name on it. Granny's Place, where'd that name come from? Jody?
My grandmother's house. Was my grandmother's house.
Where your farm is, mm-hmm. was your grandmother's house.
Yes.
Was it a farm when you were growing up and it was just your granny's place?
She planted the side yard, yes, and sold it down by the street.
So how much side yard is there on your farm here?
Not much.
Not much. Like a small farm.
We got 2 acres where we're located.
So as farms go, that's pretty small.
That's
small. But they have a lot of land that they lease.
I got a lot of other land. I got over 100 acres leased.
Oh, well, there you go. So now that is much bigger. Yeah. Now, you guys are new to farming. You've only been doing it 6 years. What were you doing before that?
I was running heavy equipment.
Now you can run heavy farm equipment.
Yeah. I think that's where the color of the T-shirt comes from.
Yeah, the orange. Yeah. Jody's T-shirt's more of a maroon color.
More like a school color, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And what were you doing before, Jody?
I was a lunch lady.
Awesome. I love lunch ladies. Also, shameless plug, my friend's book series, Jared J. Krasoska, Lunch Lady, superhero. Anyway, where did you guys meet?
The Big E.
Met at the Big E over some like
ice cream.
Crazy fried food on a sticker.
Fried thing? Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Yeah. What flavor ice cream was it?
Chocolate and vanilla. That's all we had. That's all I sold. I used to do a concession business in the Big E. I had homemade ice cream on Storton Village.
Yeah.
She was the lady that brought the milk to me to make.
Oh.
Ice cream. For 2 years, we were just real good friends.
Uh-huh.
And she was married.
Uh-huh. So for legal purposes, we'll say for 2 years, you were just good friends.
We were.
Yeah.
So she was
bringing the milk by.
Bringing the milk by. That's right.
Now you guys are a couple, yes?
Yes.
And you run a farm, Granny's Place. For the last 6 years. So what makes you transition from being a school lunch lady who delivers a little milk on the side and a heavy equipment operator to wanting to go and start a farm?
I broke my elbow.
Oh. It seems like it'd be easier to operate heavy machinery with a broken elbow than it would be to farm with a broken elbow.
The way it sits on your machine, my arm goes numb.
Ugh.
I didn't want to hurt nobody.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went into farming, and then I was in for a year by myself. And then the next year, she took breast cancer.
Ugh.
So we fought that for 3 years. But it's now coming out.
Coming out swinging, except for watching that elbow. Got to be careful with it. So what do you grow on at Granny's Place in Agawam? Jody?
Everything.
You brought some jam or jelly?
Jam.
Jam. And you grow Ritz crackers to go with them?
No.
No, those just came. So to put the jam on. What else do you grow there? The 100 acres plus 2 acres that used to be your grandmother's garden, I guess.
From A to Z.
Asparagus to zucchini. Yes, I just came up with that.
Yes.
And you have a farm share?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That you deliver. When does that start?
Next week.
Next week. So what will be in the first share?
Lettuce, beets. What else? Radishes.
Greens.
Lots of greens to start with.
You come from these different backgrounds as a lunch lady, as a heavy machine operator. How do you learn to farm 102 acres?
I grew up farming.
So you knew this, a little bit of institutional.
Well, you hear his southern Agawam accent.
Yeah, from Agawam. I always just thought everybody from south of the Tofu Curtain on 91 talked like that. No, where are you from originally? Texas.
West Virginia.
Dang it. I'm usually okay with the accents, but the southern accent I haven't nailed where you can be located. So West Virginia, what did you grow up farming?
Cattle.
So this is still very different.
We had a big garden.
Uh-huh.
We done a lot of vegetables, fruits, and stuff like that, not to sell to the public. For our own eating purposes.
And now what about you, Jody? Your grandmother had those 2 acres where you're still farming right now. Did you grow up helping her out and figuring out how to do it,
Yes, during the summers.
Now, was she doing it for just you guys to eat at home, or was she doing it for commercial purposes?
She had a little table down by the street, a little green cart.
Oh, nice.
Yep. And the seniors up the street that lived at the senior housing, they would walk up to the public market past us, and then they'd stop on the way back and get...
Fill in the blanks.
Yep.
Very cool.
And now you were sharing what they do is they drive their car, roll down the window and say 3 tomatoes. And then who's ever working the stand brings out 6 and they get to choose the 3 they want.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That is true.
I love that.
That's the fastest drive-through service you'll ever get.
You just shout it out.
Yeah.
And it's right there on Main Street in Agawam? Yes.
Main Street, Agawam.
I'm going to try that one of these times. And don't throw the three that I don't pick at me.
We wouldn't do that.
After I leave. So that you still have farm shares available right now. It starts next week, you said?
We do.
So Rick and Jody from Granny's Place in Agawam. Bill Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.